Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your boy, Sapien the Goat. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Naughty Talk Show. Make sure you tune in next week, Saturday on the 20th, for our special guest, up-and-coming West Baltimore hip-hop star, West Door, debuting his new single, Race Ends, off his EP, 1115, available on all major music streams now. Go download. Thank y'all for tuning back in to Naughty Talk. Hey, man, that boy West Door is something else, man. Hey, make sure y'all definitely tune in for next week's show. I can't wait to have him on. His album is amazing. His EP, 1115, is really hot. Race Ends is just one of the hot singles on there. I know, Drew, have you heard it yet? Have you got a chance to listen to it?
Man, banging it in my car now.
You banging it in your car right now?
Right.
At this very moment?
Right now.
Okay, you wasting a lot of gas. Anyways, man, we're going to follow it back up with the show, man. Next topic, is Chris Brown could be facing up to 6 months in jail. That's no good, man. He could be facing up to 6 months in jail for his pet monkey. Writer Victoria Johnson with Complex.com reports that his pet monkey Fiji, that's the name of the monkey, he took a picture of his daughter and the monkey, and he posted it on social media. A lot of fans did not like the picture, or I guess haters did not like the picture, them damn haters. A lot of them left a lot of comments under him, his page, and then they called the authorities. They called 12 on my man. 12 showed up. They found out that, you know, the monkey was in great condition. You know, of course, the man's got money, so, you know, everything was good. The only thing was he didn't have the correct permits. And because of that, he could be facing up to 6 months in jail. I think that is just some straight boo-boo. What's up with that, bro?
Not only is it boo-boo, it's a misdemeanor. So
it's a misdemeanor?
It has to be with 6 months as a maximum.
Yeah, true that.
So, with a man like Chris Brown, this should really just be a trip for his lawyer going up there and getting the permit.
Well, the lawyer is already dealing with it. Apparently, the lawyer even took some shots at the city saying that, you know, the taxpayer is paying for monkey business. So, you know, I don't know, man. I feel like they always messing with my boy CB. Anything that they can find on him is like, you know what I'm saying? They're like just going to jump dead on him. Leave the man alone. Everybody got monkeys. Like, did they run up on Michael Jackson when he had his monkey? Did they run up on Angela Jolie? Did she even have a monkey? Did her and Brad Pitt have a monkey?
I'm not. They had all types of animals.
They had a whole bunch of exotic animals, but I'm pretty sure they had permits. You know what I'm saying? Like, white people usually make sure they got their paperwork in straight. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, CB, you got to get your paperwork right, man.
Like, this was a direct...
Where did he get the monkey from? And he ain't even got paperwork.
This was a direct attack on CB.
It definitely was a direct attack on him. They always bother him. Would you buy your little homie a monkey? Would you let him get a monkey?
Absolutely.
I don't think your wife is going to let a monkey in the house.
Not this one. I would have to have buy a monkey and a new house. I would have to hit it like that.
You gonna buy a monkey and a new house?
If I was gonna give my little man a monkey, I would have to.
Or you can put just like a little small little house in the back and let the monkey just throw shit around.
Her gift has to be triple, quadruple.
What would you call this monkey? What would the monkey's name be?
Who knows, man?
Speaking of monkies, did you see the thing about H&M? The little ad. Everybody was making a big deal about it. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts is that P. Diddy jumped in at the right time.
And offered that $1 million.
Not only offered it, but gave the man basically a lifetime deal where they both finna get that bag
from
this situation.
I mean, allegedly they're saying that now that deal might be off the table because the mother has come out and spoken and says that she doesn't see what the big deal is. She don't understand what the big uproar is. She's not insensitive to others' feelings and thoughts about it, but she just doesn't agree with it, and I don't know how that's gonna rub other folks.
Is this mother really
out.
Stepping in front of the bag for her son?
I mean, she's probably saying, like, look, Diddy, I seen how you dealt with making a band and dialing them. Your $1 million might run dry. It might be like some, I give you $1 million, but you owe me $5 million if you don't make me 10.
Yeah, that nigga.
I don't know.
That line's on up.
I don't know, man, but, you know, Chris. Hopefully Chris Brown can stay out of prison. We definitely don't need to see him in jail no more. I love his music. I love his performances, and we wish the best of luck for him and Fiji the Monkey.
This should be a non-factor.
This is Nation Advanced Technique Intelligence. As a nation, we must advance our technique and intelligence. Hey, listen up, all nighty listeners. Next week, Saturday on the 20th, don't forget my special guest, West Baltimore hip-hop star West Door, debuting his new EP, 1115, In My Zone, and Race Ends. Let's get it. To tell the truth, I think we all equal. And since a nigga black, they think we all evil. Hard to judge another man, but we all people. Life is like a glass cup, cause we all see through. Hey, welcome back to Naughty Talk. I want to thank everybody for tuning in once again. I am your boy, Sapien the GOAT, and I am here with my special guest, Drewski the Guy, man. I hope you're enjoying yourself, brother. You all good, man?
Man, I am, and I appreciate you having me on. Let's get it.
Oh, man, we got these Brewskis in here, man. We getting loose, man. We talking life. We talking music. We having fun. So I want to jump into this Lil Uzi issue that I saw on Twitter today, man. Lil Uzi seems to be having a meltdown. He is not happy at all. He don't seem to be happy with his contract or his money at all. Uzi's comments, and these are his comments on his Twitter page from Uzi London, and I quote, "And if y'all do sign, sign to a major. Don't sign to a rapper or a DJ. Drama. It's just easier when the time comes for the fake shit." Rolling his eyes, emoji face with a 100. Drummer didn't like those comments, apparently. He followed it up with, "Let's state the facts and we see who really on some fake shit." Uzi then comment, "I was giving advice to my young followers. You got a guilty conscience or something." And then he put the emoji face with the hand over his mouth. Rich the Kid even had some words to say. He jumped in saying, "That's why you should have signed with Rich Forever," with a signing emojis and some like pathetic emoji faces. And Uzi followed up with, "Boy, I'm not signing for no 20 racks, because 20 racks ain't no money for him. It ain't no 20 racks. If that's what they was offering for to sign on, like, damn, that's pathetic." Anyway, Rich the Kid followed up with some more comments. I don't have those in front of me right now. But what's going on, man? I mean, Drew, talk to me, baby. What's going on with Uzi, man? He's not happy.
Man, we can't be clear what's going on, but we definitely need to be watching to see what's going on between Drama and Uzi at this current moment, because whatever's going on is about to go down.
It's definitely about to go down. I don't know, man. I feel like, man, I love Drum. You know what I'm saying? I love DJ Drama. Not to get it mixed up with Drum, but I love DJ Drama. I love Uzi. I'm definitely a big fan of Uzi. But if my man's not happy about his money, he got to get paid, man. I mean, ain't no horsing around with this. Seriously. But here's the crazy part. Your boy Joe Budden said something about this on Everyday Struggle, like, not too long ago. This was kind of like around the beginning of the episodes, where he did come out and say that he believes that Uzi should not be in this contract with DJ Drama. He wasn't trying to hate on Drama, but he just felt like that Uzi could be in a better position. Do you feel like this is now coming to full circle, that Joe Budden's words were probably honest and true, and that maybe some people should be cutting him some slack?
I seen that interview, and it was around the first few episodes.
It was definitely around the first few episodes.
He definitely put it on him. But plain and simple, he needs to move where he can get the bag that he wants, and because you're not going to put out the music that you want if you ain't getting the bag that you want.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he has a choice but to put the music out. I mean, the man's talented, for one. You know, it's not. I haven't really heard too many trash-ass tracks from Uzi. I enjoy most of his music, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think he can get around this. It's not like he's going to pull a move where he's going to start putting out bad music just because he's not happy.
Holding his music.
Well, I mean, you can hold music.
Why put it out for?
I mean, if I was Uzi, and I got heat, and then I got mouth sauce. I'm going to give you that mouth sauce.
And that's what I was
just a little bit of shoulder roll. You know what I'm saying? Just a little shoulder roll. And then I'm going to say the heat for when I kind of get out of my situation. Here's the only problem with that. The heat that he got now might be outdated by the time he's ready to put it out. Because the way the music game is changing, the stream and the flow is always changing. I mean, shit. Iggy Azalea, or whatever that woman, Australian woman name is, she might be hot tomorrow. I mean, shit, she might come out with something with Cardi B.
Or Rihanna and it's just off the top.
I don't think about Rihanna. I don't think Riri going to stoop down that low. I don't think Riri going that wrong. I don't think she's going that wrong.
Got you.
Don't disrespect the queen. Don't disrespect the queen. Either way, man, Uzi's not happy. We need to make him happy. We need to hear some good music. We want to keep the good music coming. Uzi, we hope you figure it out. We love you and DJ Drama. Best of luck to you in your career, and can't wait to hear what comes up next, man. What's going on? Thank y'all for tuning back in. This is Nighty Talk, Nation Advanced Technique and Intelligence. I am your host, Sapien the Goat, and I'm here with Drewski the God. We about to jump into some sneakers now. What's up, man? You ready to look at these sneaks, man?
From top 10, let's do it.
All right, so I got the sneakersnews.com. Top 10 anticipated sneakers for 2018. And if anybody that knows me, man, I love me some sneakers, man. I've been a sneakerhead. Being from Chicago, of course, I was always a Jordan head. But getting a little older and feet getting a little older, now I need some nice, comfortable shoes. So I like to rock the Adidas, the Boost. You know what I'm saying? Some Sauconys, not Sauconys, but Sauconys, the G5 Shadows and whatnot. So I love sneakers, man. So when we talk about gym shoes and sneakers, man, I get excited. I get real excited. Y'all probably can hear it. I already hear it in my voice. I sound like a little ass kid. But we're going to go ahead and jump into sneakernews.com top 10. And these first ones right here are the all-white 700 Wave Runners, the Adidas Yeezy Boost 700 Wave Runners. How you feel about these, Drew?
Personally, I'm not feeling them. Not feeling them at all. They look like spaceships to me. But I know they're going to be a big hit. And I know they're going to jump off the... They're going to fly off the shelves.
Definitely going to be a big hit. They're definitely going to fly off the shelves. I'm not a big fan of these neither. These look like some orthopedic running shoes for like... These look like some cool ass shoes for like my granddad. Like honestly, like he would get excited about these. Like I would walk into my grandmother and grandfather's house and they'd be like, "Yo, you seen them new all white 700 runners? I need them joints."
You make you make a valid point. If I was 65, I would love these.
Yeah, if I was like 65, my bunions would be so happy with me. So we're gonna dive into number 9. We got the Adidas Crazy BYWs. These look like the Porzingis, I think. I think these are the Porzingis, man. No, these are actually Brandon Ingram joints. These are Brandon Ingram joints. These are supposed to be dropping around February 15th. I'm sorry, y'all. The Wave Runners, they didn't really have a date on them, so that's why I didn't disclose a date. So going back to number 9, the Brandon Ingrams, what you think about these joints, man?
In the basketball community, these going to be hot because they got the ankle support. But other than basketball, hooping, I don't see these going like a casual anything.
To be honest with you, these look like a real comfortable shoe. I see they got the Boost back heel, like supporting the whole back heel. And then, they, you know, it's how they got like the little gap right there. And then it seemed like they got something, some kind of other foam going around like the bottom of the foot towards the toe. And the mesh, it looks like a hooper shoe. It's definitely not for style, but it definitely looks like a hooper shoe. I like it. I will hoop in them.
I will hoop in it too.
Yeah, I will hoop in them, but I probably wouldn't rock them for like when no, I don't know. I wouldn't rock them outside. They're trash. Trash in the bag for outside. Cash in the bag
for in
on
the
court. Yeah, no doubt. So moving along to number 8, we got the Nike LeBron 16s. They don't have a picture for it. They just got LeBron last up here. So we're just going to go ahead and skip past that. They ain't even got a date up there. So moving right along to number 7, we got the Bape Exodita Dame Fours. That's the Damian Lillard mixed with the Vape and Nate version. How you like these?
They're futuristic. You look out for them in some type of music video soon, somewhere.
Yeah, they're definitely future. Honestly, these kind of have like the Yeezy Boost, like 350 look to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they definitely have that look. They look comfortable. I mean, I kind of like them too, to be honest. I kind of like the shark mouth in the front. I don't like them for me. I like them for my kid. Yeah. You know, for like one of the boys. You know what I mean? Yeah, this is one cool. of the, my little boys.
I would definitely buy this for my son.
They don't really have, let me see, they don't have a release date right now. They're saying that this is probably going to be debuted for All-Star Weekend. So definitely look out for the Bape Exodita Dame 4 sneakers coming out. We're going to come back with the 8 through, well, I'm sorry, we're going to come back with the last few and I'll let y'all know what we think about those sneakers. So stay tuned. Hey, welcome back to 90 Talk. I am your host, Sapien the Goat, and I'm here with my special guest, Drewski the Guy. We talking sneakers. Just to give y'all a quick rundown on what we already went through, and coming in at number 10, more Adidas Yeezy Boost 700 Wave Runners, the all-white, better known as the orthopedic soft bottoms. Those are definitely a... Coming in at number 9, the Adidas Crazy BYW LVLs. Those are the brand of Ingram joints, better known as only catch me on the court with these, not outside. Coming in at number 8, we got the Nike LeBron 16s, where they only got LeBron on the damn picture. They not even giving us a debut of the 16s. Oh, man. They tripping. Coming in at number 7, Bape X Adidas Dame 4s. Those are the mashup with the Bape and Apes. Those are going to be hot. I like those. They look comfortable. Nice shoe. Coming in at number 6, we got the Adidas Boost Pods. Another epic fail. Man, what's going on with this, man? They're not even giving us, like, sneakers to look at, man. They just got the Boost. Apparently, they're saying it's going to be coming on the MMDs. I'm excited about that, but I don't have nothing to look at.
Yeah, I'm excited about the MMDs, but once again, you should at least give us something to look at.
Yeah, they holding out. It's all good. So, we're going to keep it going. So, we got coming in at number 5, the Adidas Futurecraft 4Ds. I'm not really feeling these at all. I'm pretty sure these shoes are really comfortable, but they just look like they took a day off on these, man. Yeah. Paper mache. What do you think?
You think they took a day off? I like them. And to give me a pair of all black, I like that they are so simple, and they definitely going to be comfortable. So,
oh, come on! I don't know about that, man. These are another... these just look like your feet are going towards the orthopedic style. Or you need some soft bottoms soon. Me personally, when I rock my Adidas, I like a little flavor, a little razzle dazzle, as my boy Merc would say. I need some razzle dazzle, man. These just look too plain. You can't even rock these with like no jeans or like even sweats. Like your sweats will have to be like as thin and tight as these shoes look on your feet, just to look right. Your pants can't be big and your shoes small.
Man, you're going in on the shoes for no reason. Ain't nothing wrong with these shoes.
All right, well, we're going to be on the lookout for the Adidas Futurecraft 4Ds. Coming in at number 4, we got the Off-White X Nikes. These are actually, though, coming in all black. The all-whites came out not too long ago, I believe last month in December. These joints look hot, but I'm pretty sure these joints are very expensive, and I just don't have it in my bank account. What you think about these, Drew?
And they definitely hot. The elastic... And the elastic gonna make it feel like it's a...
What's going on, Drew? I think Drew fell off from my sound effects, but these are pretty hot, man. Drew's probably had too much to drink, but these joints are gonna definitely be expensive. I'm not getting them. I'm not gonna line up in line for them, and because of the exclusiveness of these, they're probably not gonna hit every store. So moving right along to number 3, we got Greek the Freak. Once again, we don't have a picture. What is going on? Like, I need pictures, Nike. I need pictures. I'm just going to guess that they're going to make a narrow shoe. Something like KD, just because of his height and athleticness. You know, he got a big foot, man. So, it's not like they're going to make him. I hope they're not going to make him no stupid ass Patrick Ewing type pump it up type sneaker.
I hope he gets a little say so in the make of it.
He should get a say so. Just like LeBron gets a say so, he should get a say so. I think most players do get say so's. I don't know. I think they do. I don't think James Harden gets a say so. I don't think he gets a say so. Because if he approves that shit, that check must be big. Moving right along to number two, we got the Air Jordan 3 Black Cements. These are very retro joints. I know a lot of sneakerheads are anticipating these. What do you think about these?
It's going to be hard to get your hands on a pair of these. That's all I got to say. They're nice. Going to be hard to get a pair.
Definitely going to be hard to get a pair of these. It's going to be crazy. I definitely won't be at the mall for these, and I'm definitely not getting a pair on resale. Who knows? I might be able to catch a pair at the Nike outlet store on sale. At number one, we got the Air Jordan 11 Concords. This has always been a classic. Any last thoughts on these, brother?
Classic's gonna sell off the shelf just like the cements.
Well, the Concords are supposed to be set to release in October. The cements are supposed to be released in February. Thanks for tuning in. I love y'all. Peace.